Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Ooh, what's up, man?
Yeah, ace. Anyway, it's 6:23. Let's do it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So no matter what you're doing, whether you're listening to sports, us here in the morning, or you're just lounging on a lawn chair in your backyard, either way, you're never thirsty because of them. That's great.
Whatever it is you're doing, just crack one open and drink it.
That's right.
Let's kick it off. NHL last night. Red Wings beat the Stars 7-3. Tonight, Predators going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. In baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Tigers 4-2. Cubs beat the Mets 4-3. That was over 10 innings there, and the White Sox were off. There are some games today. Brewers going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 2:20. Royals going to be in Detroit playing the Tigers at 7:10. Catch that on 94.9 WSJM on the radio. Rangers going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Real quick, kind of sad news this morning. Kentucky says that freshman guard Terrence Clark, who was a former point guard for Kentucky, died following a car accident in Los Angeles. He was only 19 years old.
School
announced Clark's death in a release. They didn't really say anything much more about it, more to be released about it. But he just recently signed with Clutch Sports Group, heading to the NBA. So, it's just stories you don't want to read.
No, that's heartbreaking, man. Young man with a full career ahead of him. Absolutely. You know, a lot of options, and that's always terrible news, unfortunately, from the sports world.
More in the NBA last night. There were some games. Spurs beating the Pistons 106-91. Bulls beating the Hornets 108-91. And moving on, talking more a little bit about baseball this morning, man. During a recent interview, Los Angeles Angels Angel Center, Mike Trout. You know that guy. You've heard a lot of things about Mike Trout.
I've heard that guy. Yeah, I've heard of him.
I said, listen to this. He's admitted that he's superstitious about his sports drinks. He will only chug Body Armor sports drinks and chooses fruit punch if he needs to boost his performance at the plate. Whatever he's doing seems to be working as he's batting. Well, he's already batted 5 home runs and 11 runs batted this year so far. So whatever it is, it's working. But
Steroids in that Body Armor drink.
Something.
Right there. I'm sure he's superstitious. He's superstitious every time he cashes that check.
I was going to say he's getting super paid by Body Armor.
Is Body Armor,
because there is a knockoff sports drink that is nasty, and I think it is Body Armor, isn't it?
Body Armor drink. I've never heard of that.
Body Armor, there was an old one, All Sport. I don't remember, if you remember All Sport, but it almost had like a little carbonation in it. It was just, wasn't good, man. Once you've had a Powerade or a Gatorade, it's hard to move beyond that.
So it was founded in 2011. It's owned by the Coca-Cola company. Let's see, founder of the few is by the guy who made NOS energy drink, I believe.
Mike Trout is on the cover.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure he's very superstitious about an energy drink that came out in 2011. Yeah, I'm sure. Right. Yeah.
Sure, drinking Gatorade or Powerade will do you just fine there, Mike. But
No, it will not.
No. One more story this morning, and this is quite interesting. This was all over Facebook yesterday. That's actually all I saw. Pro football news earlier this week, NFL made a new rule that allow more players on the field to wear single-digit numbers on the uniforms. Most people really don't care about this sort of thing, except Tom Brady. He took to Instagram to blast the decision, suggesting that players will have a tough time trying to figure out who to block, and predicting that the new rule is going to lead to a lot of bad football, in quotes.
Wait, what he says. What's the rule?
So the rule is, the new rule allow more players on the field to wear single-digit numbers on their uniforms. So it, like, opens up the, you know, the choice of numbers. So if you're a linebacker, you got to choose, like, in the 50s.
Yeah.
If you're a wide receiver, you got to choose within the 80s, you know. So they're kind of opening the gates up a little bit. It took me a while to really understand what Tom was bitching about. I'm like, dude, shut up. It's fine. Just change the numbers. So what he's saying is, so as a QB, and I thought about this for a while. I'm like, doesn't matter, does it? So as a QB, say you call your cadence, red 18, 92,
yep,
57. Yep. So when they yell numbers like that, they're yelling out the linebacker's number or whoever's blitzing or whoever, like the guy on the line has an assignment to block whoever that he yells out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
So typically in the players' heads, they know the 50s is going to be a linebacker. So they're immediately looking for a linebacker. Mm. If 81, you know it's going to be a receiver because it's in the 80s. So what he's saying is it's going to be a little bit more confusing. You're going to be more thinking involved, which is you're a pro football player. You'll be fine. Well, they'll figure it out.
Here's what kills me. So instead of fixing the garbage kickoff rules or the garbage The garbage
just the referee, that you know, the replay or whatever. They could have somebody
the replay,
up in the booth.
Why can't I think of it? The tie rule, you know, when you're in overtime, instead of fixing those rules, instead they come in and try and add some pizzazz by changing numbers. Damn it, NFL, knock it off with that garbage.
I know. Yeah, get to the important stuff that we want. You know,
anyway,
like who cares if you? I mean,
yeah,
yeah. So I'm sure like a wide receiver is not going to be wearing. I mean, I guess you could wear like a 7 or an 8, you know, but like it's not like the linemen are going to be wearing number, you know, 2 or anything.
Maybe, maybe we could. Who knows?
You know,
who knows? Yeah.
So I don't know. Kind of like everybody was talking about it yesterday. I'm like, it must be a dull day in sports. This is the biggest story.
That's true. But all right. Well, is that it for now?
That's it, man. That's
all right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. 724 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
All right. We got to keep removing here. It's time for sports. Yeah, that's it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports. Anyway, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products so you're never thirsty. And, hey, don't forget, Jenna is going to be joining us from Bud Distributing for Hey Bud
Absolutely.
A little bit later on in the show, so make sure you stay tuned for that as well. All right, hit us with it, Hunter.
All right, let's kick it off with the NHL. Last night, Red Wings beating the Stars 7-3. Tonight, there is a game. Predators going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. Major League Base. Sorry.
Nailed it.
Got to clear your throat before we got on the old radio, huh? Major League Baseball yesterday, Pirates beating the Tigers 4-2. Cubs beat the Mets 4-3. That was in 10 innings. White Sox were off. There are some games today as well. Brewers going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs 2:20. Royals in Detroit playing the Tigers 7:10. You can catch that on WSJM 94.9. And Rangers going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. If you guys heard that, that was my phone out there. Sorry.
It's always your phone.
I know, people. Come on, need to put on sign. NBA last night, the Spurs beat the Pistons 106-91. Bulls beat the Hornets 108-91 there. Some news in pro football. Earlier this week, the NFL made a new rule that will allow more players on the field to wear single-digit numbers on their uniforms. Most people really don't care about this sort of thing. Like, okay, whatever. Tom Brady does, though. Took to Instagram to blast the decision, suggesting that players will have a tough time trying to figure out who to block and predicting that the new rule is going to lead to, in quotes, a lot of bad football. So, I don't know. I can see both sides. It really doesn't matter to anybody else but the QB. So, if you guys are wondering what this is about, because yesterday for a little bit, I'm like, wait, what does that matter? Changing numbers. So, if you listen to the QB cadence at the line, red 18, 92, and then he just yells out a random number, 57, 57. That means 57's coming and blitzing. So, he's telling the running back or a certain lineman, pick up number 57. Yeah. Well, you're wondering, all right, sweet. If he changes his number, just so typically, linebackers are in the 50 series. Wide receivers are in the 80 series. So you just by calling out 57, the guy that's supposed to block that linebacker knows it's a linebacker because it's in the 50s. That's what he's talking about. There's going to be a lot of bad football because there's going to be more confusion at the line. So, no, you're a professional, though.
I'm torn because, yeah, it's like, look, that's how – but this seems so –
It really doesn't matter for anybody else but the QB.
No, honestly.
Or no, I should say the lineman and whoever's blocking.
And the lineman.
Too.
I think, too, anybody on the offense, I think that's really going to affect that, or at least it's going to be some. But are we also going to see a lot of players switching their numbers? I don't see a lot of players switching their numbers, too, because.
See, here's another thing is the way the NFL is going now by you being able to choose a single-digit number, that's how it is in college. So anybody coming off a college play is already used to it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, I don't know. Hey,
look, like,
I
NFL, like, you have garbage kickoff rules. You have garbage overtime rules. You have other things to fix or worry about instead of this number thing. Quit trying to throw us off the scent by saying, oh, well, hey, we got some fun new thing for all of you to check out here. We're going to change some numbers around. It's like, all right, nice try, Goodell, you jerk.
Yeah, we know what you're doing. Yeah, not really that big of a deal, honestly. Yeah. But, you know, you could have it was all over Facebook yesterday, and you could almost tell that it was kind of a slow day in sports because that's what we were talking about.
Good enough.
Also, real quick in baseball, Mike Trout, superstitious about his sports drinks. He only drinks Body Armor, and he's doing a hell of a job so far this year. So maybe Body Armor makes you play better baseball.
Yeah.
But we just think he's getting paid a lot by Body Armor.
That's just like Happy Gilmore eating 3 12-inch cold-cut combos.
I eat 3 a day. That's a lot of sub, man.
Look.
That is 36 inches of sub.
If there's anybody out there listening right now that has a product that they want to pay me to say that I only use in order to make my morning show better, I will do that. I'm not saying it's going to be better for your business, but if you pay me, I will say whatever you want me to say, okay? I am for sale. Constantly, okay.
I'll eat 3 subs a day if you're paying us.
Hey, Brock and Utter, can I have one of those?
Coming right up.
All right, good enough. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.